from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. French President Emmanuel Macron urging U.S. lawmakers not to let the U.S. abandon the Iran nuclear deal with Tehran.
As for Iran, our objective is clear. Iran shall never possess any nuclear weapons.
Macron wrapping up his three-day state visit to Washington Wednesday with an address to a joint meeting of Congress. He cited the strong historical bonds and common interests shared by the U.S. and France, but also pushed back against pulling out of the 2015 nuclear agreement to restrain Iran's nuclear weapons development.
It is true to say that this agreement may not address all concerns, and very important concerns. This is true. But we should not abandon it without having something substantial and more substantial instead.
The French leader did not directly address U.S. President Donald Trump's vocal opposition to the 2015 pact. Trump is set to decide next month whether to renew sanctions relief for Iran. The agreement lifts sanctions on Tehran in exchange for limits on the country's nuclear development. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa will on Thursday meet with officials from the Labor Ministry to discuss the planned introduction to a national minimum wage a day after nationwide protests over the policy which he has championed. Here's one union member who protested on Wednesday.
We think any minimum wage must be at the living wage level, and that 20 rand an hour clearly is not at the wage level.
The hourly minimum wage was approved in November and meant to be introduced on May 1st. This is VOA News. Final preparations are underway for Friday's historic third summit between the leaders of North and South Korea. North Korea leader Kim Jong-un will cross the military demarcation line in the morning that divides the two Koreas to meet with South Korean President Moon Jae-in. South Korea will also hold a welcoming ceremony for North Korea. This first inter-Korean summit in over a decade marks a dramatic turn toward diplomacy to resolve the growing North Korean nuclear threat. John DeLury is an associate professor at South Korea's Yonsei University.
So you do have to begin with dialogue, and with North Korea, you have to talk to the top. But of course, the key thing is to move from the dialogue into concrete action. We'll see what they come out of the summit with in terms of their words, but I would also look for those words to turn into real deeds in the period after the summit.
DeLury said Kim is a different kind of leader than his father and grandfather, and whether his statements about denuclearization are sincere will not be known until he meets with President Trump. Kim has suspended further tests and declared in November that North Korea achieved its goal of developing the capability to target the U.S. mainland with a ballistic missile. International donors meeting in Brussels have pledged $4.4 billion in humanitarian aid for Syria and neighboring countries that have sheltered refugees. But the pledges are significantly less than the more than $7 billion the United Nations had sought. Ursula Muller, the UN Assistant Secretary General for Humanitarian Affairs, addressed the Security Council.
The Brussels conference showed the clear resolve of the international community to place Syria at the top of their agenda and to ensure that immediate life-saving assistance is available to all in need. However, those commitments must now turn into concrete action.
She said after 7 years of war, the needs of the Syrian people have never been greater, with attacks on civilians and civilian infrastructure such as hospitals at high levels. The U.S. Supreme Court heard arguments Wednesday about the legality of President Trump's travel ban, limiting people from several mostly Muslim countries over security concerns. Solicitor General Noel Francisco represented the administration.
This is not a so-called Muslim ban. If it were, it would be the most ineffective Muslim ban that one could possibly imagine, since not only does it exclude the vast majority of the Muslim world, it also omits three Muslim-majority countries that were covered by past orders, including Iraq, Chad, and Sudan.
The travel ban has been challenged repeatedly in lower courts. I'm Liz Palka, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.